It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been explaining the various statistics from federal, state, and local agencies that economists use to develop their economic forecasts. In recent segments, Dr. Husing has reviewed lists of statistics that show where in Riverside and San Bernardino counties are the biggest and the smallest communities by population, where population has been growing around the region and where it hasn't been. We've checked the retail sales figures from around the region, and we have checked assessed value of various communities. Assessed value is the total worth of property in a city or other jurisdiction that it uses to base tax rates and thus revenue to operate our communities. You can hear those past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Search for John Husing. In the last segment that we aired, Dr. Husing was examining general rates of poverty among all ages in the Inland Empire. This morning, he's going to focus on poverty numbers specific to children living in the IE.
Now, when we switch over to children, the numbers that disturb me the most, San Bernardino County, 28.5% of all children living in poverty. Riverside County, 23.7%. It's better, but it's still almost 1 in 4 in Riverside and moving towards 1 in 3.5 in San Bernardino. Way too much child poverty. This is why so much of the attention of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership has frankly been focused on quality of life in the Inland Empire and getting jobs for families to get them out of poverty and get their children out of poverty. This is a huge issue for our particular region. It's the reason I get in trouble so much for advocating blue-collar jobs or technical jobs, because they are a route to get people out of poverty. And there are people in towns that don't have that issue that are less than enthusiastic with those particular kinds of policies to help those folks.
You know, and again, there's very few surprises looking at the communities with the fewest number of children living in poverty versus the most number of children living in poverty.
Yeah,
it's the small gated communities and the newer communities in both counties with the fewest number of children. And again, it's the desert communities that have the most number of children. However, I see Colton and Highland in there. On the low end, rather, of having more children in poverty than fewer children in poverty.
And even more than the city of San Bernardino, which is rather interesting.
San Bernardino
ranked 31st. You drop down and you get to, Highland at 42nd.
And Colton.
Colton at 44th.
44th out of 52.
Rather surprising.
Yeah, that is very interesting and would be, I'd really like to know why those two San Bernardino adjacent communities have more children living in poverty than even San Bernardino. That would be interesting.
It could be
maybe more children are moving in, more families and children.
It could be more families with children.
Yeah.
At the other end is, again, when you look at where the poverty isn't, to a large extent, it is adjacent to Orange County, adjacent to L.A. County, and adjacent to San Diego County, plus the Coachella Valley.
Yes. You've got to get into Redlands and Beaumont before you find, and they're number 11 and number 12 with children in poverty, fairly high up with the fewest number of children in poverty.
Yeah, they're high with the fewest.
yeah, before you get any.
But these numbers, to me, really speak to a huge issue that our area needs to address.
Next week, we're going to examine income statistics around the Inland Empire. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org.